Welcome to today's Perry Fairway. Let's Talk Dallas County program. My name is Joe Sierwinski. On today's program, I am joined by Perry Chamber of Commerce Executive Director Lindsay Pasubi. Lindsay, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thanks, Joe.
So we have some things that we want to discuss this week, starting with something that has proven to be a lot of fun, I think. That is the Big Boom Bracket Battle. Talk a little bit about what the activity has been so far this week and what we can look forward to later.
Yeah, so last week we received a number of nominations. We followed up with them and we had so many nominations and then so many people say yes, they're willing to get a pie in the face for fundraiser for the fireworks that we've had to add another layer this week for an elimination round to narrow it down to the top eight. So going down from 22 down to eight has been a challenge because there's so many great candidates here, but we've done it all on Facebook. So for those that don't have Facebook, sorry about that, but you can still follow along this way. But we've had a lot of activity, a lot of engagement by posting a photo album of all 22 people and then encouraging people to vote by liking or the option to love the photo for 2 points. And so it's been fun to track that and see it grow over time. We've had a lot of engagement these last couple days, so we've got a few more days to go, so we'll see if there's any movement. And then Monday we'll take the final scores and announce the top eight that will be the explosive eights is what we're calling it for the actual start of the voting with donations.
All right. And you and I are in that list of candidates looking like we're not going to be part of the explosive eight. I'm okay with that.
We have 22 fantastic community members on this list. And so, yes, we both are on this list, but not as popular as some of the others, maybe not as well known as some folks that have been born and raised and very active in the community for many years. So it's exciting to have so many to pull from, and people are really having fun with it, encouraging people to vote for them or their friends to get a pie in the face. And so lots of great community players here.
For sure. Now, as far as the actual competition, that will, as you said, start next week. So take us through how that will all operate over next week and the next two after that.
Right. So as I said, this week is the elimination round, getting down to those top eight. From there, we will have jars at various places in the community. So the library, the rec center, Ben's Five and Dime, and Perry Perk for the first week. And there will be eight jars at each of those locations, and they'll be paired up. So we're going to do this like a seated bracket. So that number one and number eight will be matched together and so on to have that kind of be a fun process as well. So just as a bracket, we're going to have those pairs, and each week, whoever wins from those two pairs with counted donations at the end of the week will move on to the next round. So then the second round the following week will be down to just four people. We'll have more places in the community that will have those jars. And then the following week, it'll just be down to two. So people are familiar with the bracket style. This is just a little bit different with the jars and donations and people, but the process will be the same as far as each week narrowing it down to having that final duo and crowning the ultimate winner at the end.
And that'll be at the annual dinner, which we'll talk about here in a second. But one more thing about the Big Boom Bracket Battle. What is sort of the time frame for during the week when the jars will be out?
So the jars will be out when those businesses or locations are open, so regular business hours, but we will set them out first thing on Tuesday morning by 10 a.m. and we'll be collecting them the following Monday right before they close. So approximately 7 o'clock, when most of them close at 8. The coffee shop will be a little bit different, but you can count on start of business day through end of business day that whole week where the jars will be out and people can donate with their pocket change or checks, however they'd normally donate to the fireworks drive, but they can select which jars they want to put it in, and that kind of helps with the voting process for those eight individuals to hopefully move on to the next round.
All right, more on that later, I'm sure, but for now let's move on and segue into the annual dinner. So, you know, we just talked that the pie in the face event is going to happen at the annual dinner, but that's not going to be the only aspect of that event, correct?
That's right. So the annual dinner and celebration for the chamber is a chance for everyone to get together. We will have some speakers talking about the past year. We have our award ceremony for the business of the year, the volunteer of the year, and ambassador of the year. So it's a great chance to recognize those that have made a big impact over the last year and many years. And then we finish off the evening with a live pie auction that is all a fundraiser for the fireworks. So we've had, you know, dozens of pies donated in the past, and each one gets auctioned off, and that money adds up for the fireworks. So adding the grand finale for the Big Boom Bracket Battle fits right in to that. The last pie of the night will be auctioned off, so that someone gets to be the one to deliver the prize, if you will, as well as the winner will be announced, and so that will all take part that night. We realize that not everyone is able to make it to the annual dinner, especially because it's kind of members only, so we will plan to do like a Facebook Live so that if you've voted along the way, you've donated along the way, you can still be a part of the action from afar. So it just should be a fun thing where it's new this year. So we've been pleased with the overall interaction and reaction of community members voting on Facebook, and we look forward to having it be a great fundraiser and then that build up to the annual dinner to take part that evening as well. So more about that later.
All right. Now, refocusing here for one last item, we want to talk about an event happening tomorrow. That is the Spring Farmers Market. So tell me a little bit more about this.
It probably should be called Almost Spring Farmers Market, but Winter Market didn't really seem to fit. We did have a winter market during the Chocolate Walk back in February. It was really well attended by both vendors and shoppers. So a lot of positive response there, people wanting to see more of these happen. So we selected a date, and it's tomorrow for this Almost Spring Farmers Market. So a lot of the regular vendors from last month, but also our summer vendors as well. We've got a couple of our produce vendors that are busy, you know, planting and things like that. So it'll be mostly baked goods and coffee, handcrafts, things like that. But it'll be at La Poste 10 to 2 this time. And we're looking forward to having another great turnout so that people can get their favorite items from those vendors and then kind of just building excitement that the summer season is right around the corner.
All right. And you'll have one more off-season farmers market prior to the regular market, correct?
Yes, that is the plan, to have one in April. Again, we're just going to see how this one goes to make sure that that momentum is still there. But that is the plan, to have one on April 11th as well. So you can kind of keep that in mind. But again, overall, just looking forward to hosting this, continuing the excitement around the farmers market, and happy to provide a platform for these vendors to sell their goods. So the library will be there. They've got a new program that is promoting healthy eating. And so there will be a giveaway there. Anyone that comes in will get a bag of, I think it's broccoli this time. But we've got coffee and Girl Scout cookies even, tie-dye, other baked goods, the wind chimes, tarot card reading, the Perry Vocal music will be there doing a fundraiser. They'll also have Mamma Mia tickets available, but then again, eggs and soap and even a winery. So just kind of a fun chance to stop in while there's other things going on in the community that day.
Absolutely. Well, Perry Chamber of Commerce Director Lindsay Pasuti, anything else that you'd like to mention to our listeners today?
I think that's about it for now. Just if you haven't already voted on Facebook, do so to help us select the Explosive 8 for our Big Boom Bracket Battle. And then keep an eye out for those jars that will appear. Get your pocketbooks out and help us move on to the Firecracker 4 and so on from there. But we're just really excited that now with spring almost here, summer and summer events will be right around the corner. So we're just really gearing up for this fun time for the community.
And vote for Lindsay.
Right.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining me. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Joe.
That's been today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program with Lindsay Pasuti. You can find this program at RaccoonValleyRadio.com. My name is Joe Sirwinski with Raccoon Valley Radio News. Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.